A Crown prosecutor told a BC Supreme Court judge on Tuesday, January 28, that a victim's testimony and video evidence demonstrate beyond a reasonable doubt that two men should be found guilty of committing aggravated assault and break and enter at a Prince George motel almost 2.5 years ago. During the first of 3 days of closing arguments, Andrea Norland said Carriage Andrew Lowley, 49, and Dakota Rain Kiwatin, 31, took active part in the machete attack on Arlen Shalifu on August 11, 2022 at the Econo Lodge City Center Inn. The strength of the Crown's case is based on the surveillance video that captures the two accused entering Mr. Shalifu's residence without lawful justification or excuse, Norland told Justice John Gibb Carsley. The surveillance video then shows the two accused exiting, Mr. Kiwatin with the machete in hand, followed by Mr. Shalifu with extensive injuries. In addition to the video and Shalifu's testimony, medical evidence and blood pattern evidence leave the only reasonable conclusion being that the same people who entered Mr. Shalifu's residence were the same people who participated in the assault. Norland said Kiwatin was the perpetrator or principal and Lowley a joint principal or party in the attack. She called Shalifu a credible and believable witness who testified in a forthright manner, including using more colorful language than typically used in court. She reiterated Shalifu's testimony, including that he used bear spray in self-defense, but Kiwatin disarmed him and then proceeded to assault him, using force that was vastly disproportionate to any potential threat posed by defenseless Shalifu. The lingering effects of the bear spray may have saved Shalifu's life, because the accused could only stay in the room so long due to the irritating odor. Norland conceded that Shalifu admitted to lying in his initial statements to police, but explained that he was on parole at the time and concerned about being found in breach of conditions. While his testimony included inconsistencies about the timing of events, he did have the sequence correct. So he talks about the trip to Tim Hortons, the arrival of the black truck, his return to the Econo Lodge, the arrival of his customer, the arrival of Mr. Kiwatin and Mr. Lowley while his customer was leaving, Norland said. Mr. Kiwatin knocked more than once, that he deployed the bear spray, and Mr. Kiwatin barges in first, Mr. Lowley goes in second. The two men leave together. He makes his way to the lobby, where he unsuccessfully sought assistance, the arrival of the police and the attendants at the hospital. Kiwatin and Lowley did not testify during the evidence phase of the trial, which concluded December 5. During the Crown's case, Gibb Carsley heard graphic testimony from RCMP officers who rushed to the scene and found Shalifu severely injured and an orthopedic specialist at University of Northern BC Hospital who described emergency surgery on Shalifu to repair multiple deep lacerations, nerve, muscle, tendon and bone injuries. An RCMP drug expert also told the court that the Econo Lodge room contained drug paraphernalia, such as torch-style lighters, a pipe and digital scales, consistent with a trafficking operation. Lawyers for Kiwatin and Lowley will provide their closing arguments beginning Thursday, January 30.